Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. Bob, Odysseus is dead. What happened?
Odysseus was the lunar lander that the private company Intuitive Machines sent to the moon about a month ago, and it landed. When it was coming down, it was moving sideways too quickly. It had problems with its landing navigation gear. And so because of that, it hit the ground moving sideways, and it hit on a slope. And so what that caused it to do is to tip over. And so even though they were able to get communications and some pictures and some data back, so they considered it a successful landing, its solar panels weren't getting enough light from the sun. And so when the sun set, they hoped that when the sun rose again in mid-March, it would power up the radio and communications, and they could get some data back, some additional data back from it. They started listening on March 20th. After 3 days, they realized, nope, it was not going to come back to life. The harsh lunar night basically killed the spacecraft. That isn't a big surprise. It would have been a bonus if it worked, but they have now declared the spacecraft dead. The big thing for Intuitive Machines now is to figure out exactly what went wrong on the first Odysseus flight, and so that their next two landers, they have a contract for two more landers, and they hope to do both launches within a year, they can correct the problem so that the next landers function properly, John.
Here's the end of the world story we all wait for. Apophis. And somebody's planning to visit Apophis. What is Apophis? Who's visiting?
Apophis is an asteroid. It's a potentially dangerous asteroid. They have now calculated its orbit for many, many centuries, and they do not think it has any chance of hitting the Earth, at least until the late 2100s. 2183, I think, is the next possible impact point, but even that is low, low, low chance. It's going to pass by the Earth in 2029, April 29. And there is OSIRIS-REx is right now on its way to go to do a rendezvous to inspect it closely. There's a few other missions that are being planned or discussed right now. But what's interesting was announced by a private orbital tug startup called Exploration Labs, X-Labs. X-Labs announced that it's planning to use its orbital tug to deliver three CubeSats on a rendezvous mission to the asteroid Apophis in 2028 to fly past the astronaut shortly before it reaches the Earth in 2029. Now, there's very little information here, so this could be just merely public relations. It could be they're serious, but they've done very little work on it. We don't really know any of the details. What's interesting to me about this, John, is that when there was a conference about going to Apophis, most of the scientists talked about not going to Apophis until after past the rendezvous, because they don't want to do anything to change its path as it passes the Earth, because that could have an effect on later. Close flybys, and since it is potentially dangerous, you don't want to increase the danger in any way at all. Now, three CubeSats are very tiny. They're not likely to cause any problems, but nonetheless, this is what's proposed. We'll have to wait and see.
What's in the CubeSats?
Don't know any other information, John. That's it. It's very vague, and it could be just a PR announcement that has no reality.
It's not a bad idea to put if they're going to contact the asteroid in some fashion.
No, it's a great idea to go, and I'm not suggesting otherwise. We don't have enough information yet to know exactly what this mission is going to be.
The big story is Apophis, the end of the world is 2029. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.